What is up and welcome back to Apex 2-0. I'm your host, Alex. That is Jack, whichever way he is. My camera's laggy, but we move. All right, let's get into it. Formula One. The first thing we are going to be talking about, Lewis Hamilton and Kim Kardashian were seen together in Paris?
In the Cotswolds and then in Paris.
In the Cotswolds.
And they're having Paris. A whole elaborate date weekend here.
So what are your thoughts on this? Because I'm going to share my thoughts, but I want to hear your thoughts on this.
All right. My thoughts are, as I said to you this morning, verbatim, quote-unquote Kim Kardashian, I don't care. I'm a Max fan now. 80-21 was perfectly fair and legal. That pretty much sums it up. I think it was, 11 years ago that Lewis was dating her sister, which was already something.
Wait a minute. I didn't know this. Wait a minute.
Yeah, Lewis was dating, Kendall Jenner, a decade ago.
So he's being passed for the Kardashians now. Shit.
But I don't know, man. I don't know. This is just stupid. What?
Listen. What? You know what this confirms, though?
What?
Lewis Hamilton, 8-time world champion after this year. He's winning the Formula One World Championship with Ferrari. Now, listen, because you may be saying, Alex, he has the Ferrari curse and now the Kim K curse. And I say to that, two negatives make a positive. Lewis Hamilton will persevere and win the world title. Because we all know about the Ferrari curse, and since Schumacher left, Kimi won a championship. But other than that, nobody's won a world champion at Ferrari. They've been pathetic. Then you have the Kim K curse, where every single athlete that ends up dating her ends up being worse while dating her. Now, those two negatives will make a positive and culminate in Lewis Hamilton's 8th world title.
Interesting.
Is it the delusion speaking? Abso-fucking-lutely. But it will happen.
Well, if you want some more delusion speaking, you want to talk about Barcelona testing?
Barcelona testing, man. What a weekend, man. Well, it was a week. But let's talk about the times, man. Again, I just want to point out, Lewis Hamilton, first one. He had a 116.3, which was the fastest overall. I believe that was on the last day of testing. Then you had George Russell in second with a 116.4, followed by Lando Norris with a 116.6, and then Charles with a 116.6, and then it goes to the 117s. And then Hadjar P9 was a 118. And then Lindblad at P14 was a 1. Or no, Colapinto at P13 was a 119. And then you have 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, which were all in the 120s or 121s. And then you had 20th, which was Lance Stroll at a 146.
Obviously, there's context there.
There is content, but that's pretty funny. To all the Lance Stroll haters, that's not who he really is. Let's be very honest.
It's Aston Martin was late to testing. They ended up only rolling off for a couple laps before having an issue on Thursday, which was Lance's day. And then Fernando did all the running for the team on a Friday.
And Fernando made it to the 120s.
Yeah. I don't know. There were some points where Newey was clearly creative, but also they didn't get nearly the time on track to bring the times down as the other teams.
No.
I think it is worth noting that Mercedes ran the first 3 days and they were done. And so George's top time was the top time by a mile until McLaren and Ferrari, both got in the neighborhood in one direction or another the day after. But What's interesting about a lot of that is that if you get the general sentiment around the garage It is decidedly not that Ferrari comes away looking like the favorites. It is very much people are talking about the Mercedes engines, and like if you put it on a tier list, it's something along the lines of Mercedes, McLaren, Red Bull, and then Ferrari, which is really interesting when Lewis finished P1 on the like timing sheets, which obviously the timing sheets only mean so much for any driver in a testing session like this. But it is really interesting to me how low like people who were there are on Ferrari, despite Lewis finishing at the top
despite
here.
Despite having the first and fourth times.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, I guess they're attributing it to the
fast
day. Like, that maybe they weren't faster enough than, like, the McLaren or, like, something about the testing. Like, whatever run they were doing. Because, I don't know. All I know is that Mercedes was fastest by a mile on like Wednesday, and then Mercedes was done by the time that they got matched and beat on Thursday and Friday. Which is
so your top 10 in terms of constructors: Ferrari, Mercedes, McLaren, Ferrari, Mercedes, McLaren, Red Bull, Alpine, Red Bull, Haas. I'm just saying the highest, if you put like the one, your best position and your second best position, and then divide it by two, Ferrari's at the top. Now, is the delusion speaking? It's the delusion. it's the Ferrari delusion juices flowing through my veins right now.
I was gonna say that is great and all, but I would not suggest you get your hopes up.
No, I'm waiting till Australia, and then Lewis and Charles are going to finish 10th and 9th, and I'm just going to lose it.
That double DNS is going to go bananas.
I was literally going to say the double DNF is... No, the double disqualification in Australia is going to go crazy, dude. It's going to go crazy.
They just get so fed up with like, you know, Mercedes colluding with the FIA to cheat that they just put in illegal engines of their own. Get caught on it.
Oh my god. Anyway, other good news. Jenson Button is joining Aston Martin as an ambassador. That's cool. He's no longer racing, so I guess that's cool.
I would like to put it out there that Aston Martin now has Honda. They're in like their first year with Honda as an engine supplier. They have Fernando Alonso. They have Jenson Button. They have Stoffel Van Dorn affiliated with them. They are just recreating McLaren Honda between like and a weak engine with a newy like insane aero design. Like they saw the playbook and they're like, we need this team specifically. I could not tell you why.
Jensen is going to be coming back to Aston Martin F1 and taking Lance Stroll's place. That's not happening. Jensen is retired, and I don't think he has a super license. But scenes. Australia. Lance Stroll breaks his hands again. Jenson Button comes from the top rope and suplexes the two Mercedes in front, then gets in his Aston Martin and drives it to a 1-2 finish with Fernando Alonso. Who says no?
Not me.
That's all I'm saying. Now we're going to make way too early predictions. Obviously right before the season starts, we're going to make predictions, but based off of Barcelona, right? We're going to wait till we have more information on the teams. After Barcelona, who is your Constructors and Drivers Champion?
I'm going to have to go with George and Mercedes. I'm going to have to do it. I think that, yes, Lewis topped the timetables, but as I was saying, everyone who was there came away raving about how many laps Mercedes was able to put on track, how much of a beast their engine is, and how good that works car looks. And so I can't in good faith pick anyone else.
I am going to go with the same, George and Mercedes. Now, speaking of George, Russell That's why I asked this question. The segue, baby. I'm two steps ahead. George Russell is the championship favorite on FanDuel and most betting sites. He is a plus 175 to win the Drivers' Championship. Now, you may be thinking, oh, plus 175, that's not that good. Well, Piastri is sixth in the Drivers'.
Also, like, first off, plus 175 before a lengthy season is really good. I would like to put that out there.
That Russell. Now, I want to point out some funny things. Right, so you've Russell at plus 175, Verstappen at plus 420, Lando at plus 700, Fernando at plus 700. They think Fernando Alonso is the fourth most likely person to win the championship. Now I'm
the Newey bump is crazy. They think that Newey just brought a fucking rocket ship.
Oh my god, dude! They think he's gonna turn it back to 2012. What the fuck? Kimi Antonelli is fifth, which with the Mercedes and how it looked, fair, but whatever. Piastri's plus.
Well, okay. I would like the final times didn't reflect this because Russell put together that like really fast lap relative to what a lot of the testing was, but they were actually really competitive in times, Antonelli and Russell, through like all of the testing.
Yeah.
They were trading top times and were really. Kimi was not second driver pace during the week. Mm-hmm. But sorry, continue.
Are we going to see a Petronas rules?
Anyway.
No, there's no way George doesn't get treated as the number one with Kimi in his second year.
Dude, but it's going to be George Russell, Kimi Antonelli in the order. Like, it's not. Even if Kimi ends up being faster, I guarantee you they're not going to let them race.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to.
They don't want another Lewis Nico.
Yeah, he's going to get treated like Valtteri was.
Dude, he is.
I'm sure.
When George leaves, he'll be like, promoted to top.
Well, also, you know, maybe in a year or two for Kimi, but Kimi just had a very rocky rookie year, and they're coming in with a car that people are projecting to be a championship caliber car. They're not going to risk it. I think.
I don't think they will either. I think George will be number one. Anyway, after Piastri, it's Leclerc and Lewis, both at plus 1,400. Then...
So and, double and the odds of Fernando.
Double the odds of Fernando. Double the odds of Fernando. I can probably guarantee it. Unless Newey makes significant improvements to this Aston Martin, I can almost guarantee that Fernando's finishing between P10 and P12 in the championship. I'm going to guarantee it right now. Anyway, you have plus 1,400 for the 7th and 8th most likely drivers. And then you go all the way to plus 5,500. For Carlos Sainz. That's a massive gap.
I mean, to be fair, you do have five teams represented as kind of the front runners above the Williams.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Then Lance Stroll. Then Isaac Hadjar and Lance Stroll have the same odds. Pierre Gasly
and they're
is
both
plus
clear 10,000. Twos.
So. Clear twos. Bottas has plus 10,000. Behrman has plus 10,000. Hülkenberg is plus 10,000. Albon has plus 10,000. And Perez has plus 10,000. So five drivers at plus 10,000. Then you go Lawson to plus 15,000. Tied with Lindblad. Now, I don't know. I don't think there was I think it was just testing, not like practice recordings of it. I don't think there might have been, but Lindblad didn't look. Actually, he was kind of on pace with Lawson. They're only 6/10 apart, but like that's kind of crazy. Then Ocon +15,000, Gabriel Bortoleto +17,500, and then Colapinto was 17,500. They're giving Bortoleto the same chance to win the championship as Franco Colapinto.
Yeah, I mean, him having that much lower odds or like that much worse odds than Nico is kind of shocking to me, because Nico is kind of mid. He's good mid. He's veteran. You know, it's this Audi team that needs a you know, reliable veteran driver to help them build. But Bortoleto was, you know, I mean, he was better than Nico, it felt like, down the stretch, except for a couple disaster performances. Yeah. Although I could then say the same thing the other way around with Behrman and Esteban, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's your odds right now. Now we're going to go to NASCAR. Kyle Busch does not like the chase format. He does not like it. And he was quoted saying, as I pull up the tweet, end quote, verbatim, I thought we got away from it for a reason in the past, so I'm not real sure why we went back to it. And then he went on a mini rant about Jimmy Johnson dominating the chase.
Okay.
Tough. And then there was a tweet underneath it that was like, well, maybe he doesn't like it because the two times that he was, you know, regular season points leader, he choked in the playoffs. It's like, yeah. God damn.
I mean, I would agree in the sense that a full season points format would be better. I just want to add on the Jimmy Johnson point of things. Imagine, like, people already are like, oh, well, he was just dominant in the chase era, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, Gordon was better, all of this, which, you know, it's true. Imagine if he took the Joey Logano path to 7 championships of, like, mid during the season and just, like, did just enough in the playoffs and won at Phoenix. Like, imagine if he did that 7 times. Like, if people are like, yeah. Oh, well, he could dominate the chase even if he wasn't, like, always the best in the regular season. Just imagine what he would have done under this current format. Like, what the reaction would be.
I'm excited for it. And then somebody else was in the comments saying, like, Kyle Busch and Joey Logano don't like the chase. It's like, okay, let's calm down there, bud.
And to be fair to both, I mean, Kyle Busch has been a dominant driver in his own right in his career. Joey Logano as well at times, but also even the championship that people were really upset about him winning in the playoff era, played by the rules, you know, came into the season with that approach and executed, right? That's what Penske had been doing in the recent years of that format. Like, you can hate Joey Logano as many people do, and you can hate Kyle Busch as many people do, but you can't fault them for playing by the rules of the game.
Yeah. My favorite Kyle Busch video, it doesn't include Kyle Busch in it, but it's like some, like, reporter going up to some guy's like, why do you hate Kyle Busch? And the guy's like, it's why the same reason everybody hates Nickelback. Because the internet said so. And it's like, yes. Yes. Now, Jack has a story that I didn't know about.
Oh, yeah. So there's just a new ad for the O'Reilly Auto Parts series airing on the CW. And if you haven't seen the ad, it's a minute long. It is, it's advertising, basically it's advertising the fact that the O'Reilly series puts on the best racing, which I think is true, right? And I think that people have seen, you know, you see in even just the Twitter comments of the post I have linked, people saying it's everything the Cup Series isn't. You know, anyone who watches it weekly knows it's the best racing. It's way more competitive and fun than the Cup Series, like all of this. And it is a great ad. It captures how genuinely good of a product that the B series is. The only problem is it's airing on the CW. Now, I don't know about you, but the only times I watch the CW are to watch the O'Reilly races and to maybe watch, like, Flash. ACC college football.
Oh. I thought you were going to say The Flash. I was like, oh, that was going for the first 2 seasons after that. It's terrible. Or The Arrow. But, like, I think The Arrow is also on CW.
Like, I know that the CW has been trying to get into sports more, but I just feel like it doesn't have the same audience for an ad like this as, like, Fox does with its IndyCar ads. right? Because Fox can show these during like the football playoffs, right? During all of these other sports that they cover, the college, you know, big time college basketball games, all of that, you're seeing these IndyCar ads versus this is a great spot. It's a great minute long, you know, engaging, strong ad, definitely stronger than some of the stuff that the Cup Series gets. But who's going to see it?
I think you should allow to run. I think they should run that ad on every TV station.
You're right, dude. We should do like you know how people like hack like TV stations to like broadcast like stuff. We should do that, but just like with actually good NASCAR ads.
I can create some great NASCAR ads. Just go to any of the edits on TikTok for NASCAR and just hack into a TV station to put those on there. I'm just saying.
I am dreading the brain rotification of media. This is a little bit of a tangent, but just to go on with like taking TikTok edits, like we will hit a time shortly when TikTok editors will be hitting the workforce, and we will hit a time when people who grew up on TikTok.com. I mean, you already have people like our age that are like, I need like Subway Surfers in the bottom or I'm not gonna, you know, like retain it. And there exist like tools to help you put like text, like blocks of text in the format of like TikTok stories to help people like focus and retain the information. Like there will be a time not that far away that the TikTokification of like real media happens and we get like TikTok edit style things on the actual TV. We get like brain rotified, like, commercials. You ever think about that?
No, because I don't want to think about that. That scares me. All right. Anyway, moving on. You know what else is scary? AM Racing sale fell through, and they'll be running in the NASCAR O'Reilly Auto Parts Series with driver TBD.
Yeah. So we covered AM Racing as like potentially the last real Ford, like team when Haas was moving to Chevy. Obviously, Penske's not running anything like that. Like Sieg, even was moving as well. And AM Racing is no longer being sold to Sigma Performance Services or whatever it was. They are still AM Racing, and they have committed to coming back to the series. So, yippee!
I know who they should put as driver.
Who? You? Bro, what about, like, I don't know, Harrison Burton? I don't know.
Anyway,
I feel like I would sooner hire any other member of your family than you to drive that car. Put your sister in there. Put your dad in there. I don't care.
What? No, I'd be good. No, don't even lie. I'd be good.
I would be good.
Trust me. I would be good. Anyway, although my sister and my dad would kick ass. Let's go on to the main topic. Now, if you've watched any of the past podcasts, you would know that we covered IndyCar, but that is no more. We've made an executive decision to no longer cover IndyCar due to them adding the Freedom 250 into their lineup for this season. And we know the implications that this is going to bring and the sports washing that is going to happen during this event. And so we do not support it, and we are not going to be covering IndyCar out of retaliation.
Yeah, I mean, in the first place, it's called the Freedom 250. You know, there are still protests all over the country, rightfully so, over what's been going on in Minnesota. There's outrageous stuff happening throughout the country. It truly feels like a new nightmare every day in a lot of ways. But this specifically, you know, IndyCar, give them the benefit of the doubt. They were upset about their imagery being co-opted in the like ICE detention center thing. You know, the Pato Award stuff, like that all, you give them the benefit of the doubt. You feel bad for them for getting wrapped up in it. This, they're clearly complicit in it. I mean, you have Trump posting like AIE pictures of like him in a number 47 IndyCar, like to market this like race. Like this was very publicly begged for by this administration and very heavily politicized from the jump. And will continue to be very heavily politicized. And it, under basically no other circumstances, would a race have been able to be added to the calendar or come together this quickly. And for IndyCar to bend over backwards to accommodate this is disgusting, frankly.
Yeah. I also want to point out, I'm pretty sure Penske visited Trump in the office.
Yeah, well, Penske was part of the like event to sign, like the orders and stuff to like make it happen, right?
Yeah, but I mean, like Penske and their drivers went to the Oval Office when Trump first got into the office again. I'm pretty sure. I think it was Penske. It was either Hendricks or Penske. I'm pretty sure it was Penske because I know IndyCar guys were there too. I think Penske, yeah. You know, went to the Oval Office when Trump got elected.
It is no surprise to me that someone like Roger Penske would act like that, do that, support that, anything like that. It is surprising and disappointing to see how much of the IndyCar field very publicly agrees, so to speak. You even have drivers like Scott McLaughlin, who at least had earned some benefit of the doubt of being like good is too cut and dry, but you know, like of being particularly human, who was going out on the kind of campaign for this race, after it was announced. And you had plenty of other drivers along with that, kind of pushing forward, and you expect it from a Santino Ferrucci type, right? You expect it from, I don't know, maybe a Connor Daly type, but from someone who comes from abroad, right, is an immigrant to the United States, is, I believe in McLaughlin's case, quite recently a U.S. citizen, right, but having dealt with immigrating here, to then be so publicly in support of this race despite everything going on right now, and many of his fans, I mean, keep in mind, this is a guy that's buddies with Bubba Wallace, right? This is a guy whose fan base has been cultivated to be, you know, predominantly against this sort of thing. And so it's disappointing for a lot of people. And he is not the only example. I know Alexander Rossi is another, and there are more that I can't possibly name all of them. It's disappointing to see from the top, even though, you know, maybe Roger Penske isn't exactly from a demographic that it surprises you, but also throughout the field of drivers, whether they're from the U.S. or not.
Yeah. So we are no longer going to be covering IndyCar. Also, I want to point out that the Mexico race for IndyCar was like, what, 1.5, 2 years in the making and never made it through. And then Trump comes through and it takes like less than 2 weeks to get this shit together. Says volume.
Yeah, I mean, they bent over backwards volumes to make this happen. Right?
It's disgusting.
And I will add that obviously you have NASCAR tracks hosting Donald Trump at those races. You know, he'll certainly be at the Daytona 500, I'm sure.
I think it's already been confirmed.
Yeah, he'll be at the Super Bowl in the NFL. And the NFL teams have to wear the America 250 patches in the Super Bowl, and all of this is pervasive, but this is really the most extreme example of like truly bending the knee and you know, giving in and doing exactly what they want. I mean, you know, to the NASCAR doesn't really deserve much credit, but at least they didn't do something this egregious. But like to the NFL's credit, yes, he will be attending the Super Bowl. Yes, they have to wear the America 250 patches, all of that. But also the halftime show is Bad Bunny and Green Day. And if you know anything about, you know, Bad Bunny's Puerto Rican, which is pissing a lot of people off, even though that is part of the United States. But yep, if you know anything about Green Day being added to the show, like after the fact, I think that tells you a lot.
Yeah.
right? Where it is clearly possible for sports leagues to not fully bend over in this way. And yet, here we are with IndyCar.
We will probably supplement this with IMSA WEC and MotoGP. A mixture of the cup, because one of me and Jack's friends has been trying to get us into MotoGP recently. So at least I will be trying to watch it. Jack, if you would like to watch with me, be my guest. But MotoGP, IMSA, WEC. Those are the three that we will try to supplement depending on who has more fun news that week.
You want to make a Super Bowl pick?
Yeah, I'm going Seattle. The Patriots fans have not suffered enough, and so I need them to suffer this weekend.
Interesting. Even though it's a division rival for your Niners.
I will gladly root for Seattle or the Rams if it means the Patriots lose.
I see.
I would do the same thing against the Chiefs.
I have so much respect for that. I did the same thing when the Eagles won their first. I was so happy for them. And then their fans very quickly made me regret all of that because I felt so bad for the Eagles franchise for so long. Like, because, I mean, I like a lot of people that play for the Eagles, right? I mean, Jalen Hurts is a lovely human being, but his fans make it impossible to like Jalen Hurts because they try to make him something he's not.
The glaze.
Truly. But I also just think that the Seahawks are a better team. I think that New England's offense has been putrid in the playoffs so far. Like, genuinely horrible. And while the defense has been very good, this is a Seahawks team that seems like it's built to match up to a threat like that, right? With another stifling and very creatively called defense and an offense that Clint Kubiak may be a little overrated as a play caller, but gets the job done.
I also want to say, if you end up stifling Kyle Shanahan not once, but twice in the same season, you're most likely a elite defense. And the way that they've performed all playoffs, I mean, I'd be surprised if they lose.
Yeah. I mean, they may not have the best like stats, but they are definitely up there as just like, if you're playing a game tomorrow, I might pick them over any other defense in football.
Yeah. I also want to point out, I'd pick the Niners over them if the Niners were healthy, but we were not healthy. So go Seattle. Go Hawks. Not Atlanta, though. Not Atlanta. Seattle. I hope. You know what actually is so, you know what I'm salty about, though, about this game? The two teams that I probably hate, two of the top three teams I hate the most are going to be winning the Super Bowl in our home stadium. It's being played in Santa Clara, in Levi's Stadium. That sucks. Anyway.
Hey, when the Seahawks won before, it was in MetLife, right?
Yeah. I think so. I think. Yeah, something like that. Now, on to games, if we have any. I do not. Does Jack have any games?
So, not necessarily.
Okay.
But.
Yes.
But. I would like you to name.
Okay, so we do have games. Okay.
Yes. I was going to say, this isn't very structured in the way that I try to have my games quite structured. But
okay.
I want you to name the 20th through 30th, so 11 total because it's inclusive, drivers from this year's Cup Series season.
So and all these are full-time drivers.
Yes. You will get a point for each one you get right. Each incorrect guess loses you a point. So it is a max of 11 points.
Okay. So you're saying 20th, 21st through 30th.
20th through 30th. I'm including 20.
Okay. So you're leaving two drivers off who are obviously free points. Or no, you're leaving off six drivers that are free points. Shoot. 20th through 30th? Oh God! Yeah,
that's why I left off the free points one.
I was like, no, you shouldn't have. Oh, okay. I'm gonna get a piece of paper, and I'm gonna start writing down names because I think I know who is the bottom six. So give me 1 second to do that. I have a pencil right here. It works. Okay. 36.
And to be clear, especially because I am penalizing you for an incorrect guess, you do not need to get the exact spot of the driver. As long as they fall inside that range, I will give it to you.
Okay. So Herbst is obviously last. So is Ware. So is Ty Dillon.
Yep.
Now, those I know are outside of the question. I'm going to go with Todd Gilliland.
Todd Gilliland was 27th.
Ooh, let's go. Okay. Well, I don't... I feel like he would end up somewhere between 31st and 33rd, but I'm going to go with Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
30th. Oh, you got the last
let's
one.
Let's go. Okay. Stenhouse is 30th. Okay. So I'm trying to think. So it can't be any of the playoff drivers, obviously, because that's up to 16th. So 20th. So 16th. Priest was not 20th yet. Priest was like 17th or 18th. Brad?
Brad was 20th. You've got the bookends here.
Okay. Okay,
Brad, if you can get 20th. If you could get an 11 here, I will be impressed. Although Brad, I hope I didn't just jinx 20th. It.
So, Bush
has is that to a guess?
Because no, I'm thinking. I think Bush has to be there because I don't think did he really finish that? No, Bush, Kyle Bush.
21st.
Okay. Kyle Busch is an ass. Quote by Brad Keselowski. okay, so Busch is there. Keselowski's
you know,
there.
Actually, if you want to talk about drivers that you're disappointed in, the opposite of that, Brad Keselowski being woke on the internet again.
Oh, are you talking about his tweet from today?
Was that today? I know it was like recent, but yeah. Talking about how the justice system is unfair in the US.
Oh no, I didn't see that. Whoa. Yo, go Brad Keselowski, man. He is job security too, so he's allowed to say that. okay, so Gilliland, Stenhouse, Bush, Keselowski. No, there's no way Zane Smith falls in between that. Zane Smith. Zane Smith.
Oh, hold on. Zane Smith is 28th.
Oh.
Sorry, I was looking for the tweet from Brad Keselowski, which I've put in our shared doc under where I'm keeping track of the scores here.
Okay, so it if we're thinking if Smith is there, oh, what's his name from Legacy? It's Smith. Is it Smith is Legacy, right?
Smith is front row.
Front row? Oh, fudge. Oh, wait a minute. You know who's in between here? Hosovar.
Hosovar is 23rd.
Okay, so I'm missing 29,
26,
25, 24, and 22.
Yes.
Who are the... I want to guess both Legacy guys. No, not both. Hold up. Wait. Which one am I thinking of? Nemechek.
John Hunter Nemechek is 25th.
Okay.
on Hunter Nemechek.
Does that mean his teammate is in there as well?
Is that a guess?
Yeah.
He is. He's 24th.
Okay.
Erik Jones. Even though you didn't say his name, I'm giving it to you.
Yeah, yeah. There's only two legacy guys other than Jimmy Johnson. And Jimmy Johnson's not in there. Although, fun fact, I actually am going to... You know what? I'm not going to say the fact, fun fact that I have because I'm saving for a YouTube video I'm making soon.
All right. Buckle up. 29,
26, and 22.
Yes.
I've done so well so far. Holy... Oh
my yeah, you're God. Cooking.
Who's in between Bush and Hosovar? I'm trying to think. Like, who are the other front row guys? It's Smith. Are you able to give me names if I ask the teams? And like, because it's not.
No, but I will tell you that Todd Gilliland is one that you already guessed.
Okay, there's only two in front row, or is there three?
There's three.
Who is the other? You know what? Screw it. If I just say, give me the third front row guy, will you give me him?
I'll give you the name, but I'll count it as a guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's Noah Gregson, and that is your first incorrect one. He was 34.
Oh, I knew he was out too. Damn, he was like 34th.
Below Ty Dillon.
Fudge. Okay. I forgot Gregson raced your front row. I knew he wasn't there, and I.
It's weird because he's in the four, like because that you know he used to be with Stuart Haas, and that four like doesn't feel like a front row car. No, it is weird.
Cole Custer can't be in the top 20. I know he can't. I know he can't. Why do I want to say Custer? I know he's not. He could be 29th though. Cole Custer.
Nope. 32.
Damn, he's 37. Oh, yeah. Damn. All
right. Damn, you had a roll. You were on a roll, too. You got 8 out of 11 and then hitting a wall here.
Okay, let's
Luckily, go. There's only one more bad driver that you haven't guessed yet.
It's or haven't Daniel mentioned Suarez. Yet. I'm guessing Daniel Suarez. I'm just going to... If I get it wrong...
He's 29th.
Okay, it was Daniel. Okay.
Sorry, I thought for a second you were saying that he was, like, 31st. Like, that he was the other bad driver you were missing.
No.
And I was I don't know what to say to that.
Suarez is in there. So I got 23. Yeah. Okay, so I need 26th and 22nd. Who am I forgetting 22nd? Like, I think 31st. Tell me if... Just tell me if this is 31st, if I get it. Is 31st Justin Haley?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm... Okay. Dude, if you just gave me, like, 20th to 36th, I would have been fucking banging, dude. You should have done it. I would have been so
good.
Hey,
look, now you cleared the bottom six, right?
Yeah, so now I have 26th and 22nd. Let's think. Trackhouse is SVG, Suarez, and Chastain. Yeah?
Yes, that is correct. Those are the people that make up Trackhouse.
Can't be Trackhouse. Front row is Gregson, Gilliland, Jones.
Smith.
Okay, right. Jones is, what are they called? Legend, no. Fuck, what are they called? Where the fuck they're called? They're the only two for them. RCR is Dylan Bush. Is there a third RCR?
Not full-time,
okay. Not RCR. Can't be 2311. Can't be Hendrick. No, can't be Hendrick because Bowman, Larson, Elliott, and Byron all made. No, there is no way in hell Bowman made the playoff.
Yep.
Okay, can't be Hendrick. Penske all made the playoffs. And then JGR, that's Hamlin, that's Briscoe, and that's Bell, all made the playoffs. Who am I forgetting? Obviously, there's the Jimmy Johnson team. I'm just going to ring this now. Jimmy J. Can't be the Jimmy J team. Who am I forgetting? I have Trackhouse, Front Row, RCR, 2311, Hendricks, Penske, JGR, Jimmy Johnson's team. Who am I forgetting?
Well, if you want a full list, you forgot one driver from JGR. You only mentioned three. You're forgetting...
Wait. There's four... Oh, fuck.
And then you're forgetting three... Yes. He's the driver that you're forgetting, but...
Yeah, he's not on the thing. He's not on the thing. I can't believe I forgot my Megamind son.
And then there are three other teams that I don't believe you mentioned that had full-time drivers.
Wood Brothers had one, but...
Oh, four if you count Wood Brothers. Playoffs. Yeah, sorry, I forgot to count Wood Brothers. Okay. Yeah.
Wood Brothers does not have one. Who are the other three?
Well, there's only two that you're missing here, so... But okay. There were three teams that you haven't mentioned.
Are you able to give me the teams or no that I'm missing on that list?
Okay. RFK, Spire, Kolig.
Okay. RFK is Brad. It's Priest. There's someone else I'm missing. I know there's someone else. But Brad is already there. I know Priest finished either 17th or 18th. Can't be Priest. There's a third guy for RCR, right?
Yep.
Give me the third guy from RCR.
Chris Buescher finished 17th.
Oh, fuck. I forgot it was Buescher. Damn it. Okay. So it can't be... Okay, so Spires, Hosovar, Haley... Who is the third driver for Spire? Is there actually a third driver for Spire?
Yes.
Am I stupid for forgetting him?
No, we've just had this conversation before with him specifically.
Have we really? Shit. Give me the third guy from Spire. Fuck it.
Michael McDowell. Name, but... He's 22nd.
Oh, fuck. McDowell. God, I'm sorry, Michael.
All right, there's one driver that you're missing.
And then Kolig has two drivers?
Three? Yes. But for this one, I will not accept just the other Kolig driver because you've named basically everyone else on the grid.
Okay, so I've named two of them.
Who have you named?
Have I named two of them?
I think you only named one.
Stenhouse?
Stenhouse is Hayek. He's like... It's...
Oh, fuck. Who the fuck races for Kolig? Why? Can I get a first initial?
No.
Or like, no? Is it not recognizable? Is it not recognizable?
The hint that you'll get is I believe you watched him some last Sunday.
Allmendinger.
Yep. Oh, AJ Allmendinger is 26th.
I'm so sorry, AJ.
I'm glad that helped.
Yeah, that because he's the only other NASCAR driver besides Zilich who was racing in the Rolex 24.
Yeah.
Man, I sucked at that. I mean, I was so good at the beginning, and I got like most of the people who were outside of the top 30, and then.
It just
slipped. Yeah, how many points did I get?
By my count, you still got 8 because you got the 11 drivers with 3 strikes.
All right, Gregson, Custer, and Buescher. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. And then under where I was keeping track on the doc, I did link the Brad tweet that I was talking about. If you wanted to read that out.
Yeah, I'll read it out. Hold up. No, I don't want to go to Adobe. I want to go to Brad Keselowski's tweet.
Sorry.
Here we go. Loading. No. I clicked on my own thing. Mr. Ian, totally get what he's trying to say, but couldn't it be argued that the U.S. justice system has always been tiered based on wealth, race, and political collection? In my opinion, the only difference is now the transparency in the digital age and the shocking lack of shame.
Comrade Brad.
Holy shit. Dude, are you saying comrade? Like, it's fucking... Holy shit. And this, there was a tweet saying, I think the public will be rightfully frustrated no one is prosecuted for the Epstein client list. Wow. He said it to that? Holy shit, Brad. Based Brad Keselowski. Fuck. And that is the pod.
What a note to end on. Dear God.
What a note. Oh my goodness. I did good though. I think I did pretty good. You know what's funny? I was writing it down on a piece of paper, not realizing you were writing it in the doc. That's hilarious. I could have just looked at the doc. Not bad. 8 out of 11. I mean, I got 11 and 11, but I got 3 wrong. That's not bad. All right, well, that's the pod. Jack, final thoughts.
Be normal.
Be normal?
Not to you, just to the general public. Let's all just try being nice to each other.
I agree. Let's be nice.